Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
29203.
And your first and last name, please?
John Hankins.
Thank you, sir. For verification, Mr. Hankins, may I have your shipping address, please?
1801 Carousel Circle, Columbia, South Carolina.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Mr. Hankins, I do see the order for January 10th for the Wi-Fi booster.
And right. And then that's where it all, that's
where
it all.
For the discount store.
Okay. So now, when I ordered that, no one told me that it was going to be a reoccurring payment. And because this was a debit account that I have, I didn't check it often. And when I looked at it, I saw you had taken $56 and some change out every month since January. I have not gotten any product or anything. So I called, and you guys put some money back in my account, but I'm still $200 short. So I called my bank. My bank told me to call you back and see if you'll straighten it out. If not, I can file a small claim, and I intend to file with the Better Business Bureau because I did not authorize you to take this money out of my account.
So I'm looking to see about
what was I supposed to get for $56.95 a month?
So this
was that about?
This is, sir, the discount shopping store online. It's and you get $125 voucher monthly to shop.
$125 voucher.
Voucher. Mm-hmm.
And a voucher? Why would I get a voucher? What is that for?
Specifically for the online discount store. While you're talking to me, I'm looking through to see what's going on with the refund, okay?
Oh, please do.
And thus far, sir, all of the refunds are released from the company to you.
Well, no, I haven't gotten them back in my account. I only got, they started in January, and they went all the way to May. So they only gave me $56.95, which was $112 that I got back. You took out close to $300 out of my account. So I'm almost $200 short. But the thing about it is, I don't understand how they could start taking money out of my account without
some
kind
Hankins,
of permission.
Yeah, so let me explain what the permission is. So this is very, very important, not just for this company, but for everything online and on the computer. The New Day contracts are terms and conditions. When you push that button to order something or do a survey or do a sweepstakes, everything has in the terms and conditions what's actually being offered. And oftentimes these days, it's a bundle. You get a free jacket, but you're also being a part of a membership or a subscription. You get to go here, but you also, it's a bundle. So you have to read the terms and conditions. So that's what happened here. If this was to be a legal situation, you would be found agreeing for them to charge you $56.95.
So where
because
did I agree to this at?
Wherever you ordered that Wi-Fi booster, when you order that for 7:45 in the terms and conditions at that moment,
7:45, I end up getting $600 taken out of my account.
Right, because it's a bundle, sir. It's a bundle. It's not just the one $695, $7:45 product. It, in addition, says
even if it was $695 a month, I would be agreeable to that. If $695 a month is quite a difference from $56 a month.
Well, the $56 is a membership, and it's you shopping. You get a voucher and you shop.
Where did I get the voucher? I haven't seen any voucher.
Well, that's where you have to. It says customer voucher sent May 20th that you called back again. So it was resent.
A customer voucher sent. I did not get a voucher or anything.
Well,
see,
I'm just letting you know.
That's what I'm talking about. If I could be involved in some kind of action, some kind of way, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
And I know I'm not the only person this has happened to.
Mm.
I've heard of people getting hacked for a lot more than this, but I'm irate about this. This is ridiculous.
I'm
you
sorry, sir.
If I checked on a $695 booster, I'm ending up paying you taking $600 out of my account. That's ridiculous, and you wouldn't do it either. You weren't there, and you wouldn't do that.
Yes, sir. I'm clicking on the computer trying to get your money, and I'm letting you know about your money, sir, that at this point,
do.
I'm going to repeat this to you, that at this point, you need to talk to your bank because you've been fully refunded $56.95. That's what you've been refunded. And I can tell you the dates of the refunds as well, if you want to document that, okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Give me 1 minute, please. So the refunds were all May 17th.
May 17th.
May 17th.
Okay, and they gave me 4 times $56.95.
That is correct.
Okay, now what about the rest of the money?
So what rest of the money, sir? You have the $7.45, and you have a $49.97. That as well? That was not refunded.
Okay, so you only took out $56.95 four times. That's all you took out of my account.
And $49.97 and $7.45. Those two were not refunded.
But what now?
$49.97 was not refunded. $7.45 was not refunded.
Okay, so the first transaction came out in January, right?
Correct.
And then it was one in February, March, April, and May. Is that correct?
That is right.
Okay, so you only took out 4 months, $56.95.
Yes.
And one time, $49.99.
97 cents in January.
97 cents. Plus 749.
745.
Or 745. So what about that money? Where is that?
That's not refunded to you. It wasn't refunded.
Okay.
And
so
hold on.
The thing that I spent $6 and something for,
mm-hmm.
is still in the box. I still have it. I'll send you that back.
That doesn't get sent back. That's a gift no matter what. This is not a receiving back place. Say it again.
What about the $49.97?
That's being released now.
Well, okay. All right. Thank
so
you.
that now is being refunded right now, today.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that's all.
Okay, so you will deal with your bank on that, and if you need to speak with us again, Mr. Hankins, you will call back, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support, and have a great rest of the day, please.
All right.
Okay, sir.